Begut Nerv Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Tavshanayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the conversation that Reuven and his brothers had after Yosef had been giving them a little bit of trouble when they came down to Mitzrayim. It says, Vayan Reuven Oysam Lemor. Reuven responded saying, Halo Yamarti Lecham Lemor, I said to you, saying, Al Techetu B'Yelid, do not hurt the child. It's very interesting to note that the Torah uses the word Lemor, Aleph Mem Resh, or the verb Aleph Mem Resh, three times. Vayan Reuven Oysam Lemor, Amarti, and Alecham Lemor. The Ksav Sefer says, why is it that we have to have this repetition three times? He says something very interesting. When a person is confessing an Avera, he must not only admit to having committed the wrongful act, but also having ignored the admonitions of those who warned him to desist. When Reuven heard his brothers confessing their guilt and acknowledged that maybe they acted wrongly by selling Yosef as a slave, he said to them, Amarti lechem lemar. They must also confess to having ignored Reuven's pleas, do not harm Yosef. The instance of Lamar in this pasuk, says the Ksav Sefer, is talking about the statement which Reuven urged his brothers to make to acknowledge that they not only harmed their brother, but also ignored his admonition. We can possibly say that the verb emar, aleph mem resh, appears three times in this pasuk. As we said, Lamar, Amarti, and Lamar. The root aleph mem resh is a lashon raka, is a soft, gentle speech. As the Torah tells us, Koisemer Lebeis Yaakov, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to teach the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, Soimar, to the Beis Yaakov, or the women, Resaged, which is more harsh, the Bnei Yisrael, to the men. By emphasizing the word Amira in this pasuk, the Torah is telling us that Reuven succeeded in reaching his brothers' hearts because he spoke to them softly and gently. Human nature is such that even when a person's heart is broken and he regrets the wrongs he committed, he will not accept harsh words of criticisms, no matter how wrong he is. People are only receptive to criticism when words are spoken softly and warmly. Such words are able to penetrate a person's heart and inspire genuine tshuva. The Torah tells us this lesson by repeatedly emphasizing the word amira, or the term amira, indicating that Reuven's words affected his brothers because they were spoken b'loshen raka. And perhaps we can extend this to Chanukah. Chanukah miloshen chinuch. Chinuch means to educate, to be mechanich, to educate our children. If we approach our children with anger and shouting, their hearts will close and never open again. It's impossible to go to them afterwards and experience even a slight feeling of remorse. But if we approach them at the right time, in a gentle manner, softly explaining to them where they erred, we're able to open their hearts and our words can have the desired effect. This is also true in places where it becomes necessary to punish. The Torah tells us, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Yaser bincha v'yanichecha v'yitei madanim l'nafshecha. Punish your child and he will give you peace and provide the light to your soul. Chosech shifta yisayne b'nai v'avai shachrei musar. Somebody who spares the rod, he despises his son, whereas someone who loves him disciplines him early. But from Parshas Miketz, we learn a lesson how to discipline children. The Torah tells us that when the goblet was discovered in Binyamin's bag and the brothers realized that they would be charged with theft, they rent their garments. The Medrash says that the brothers were forced to rend their garments as a punishment for having caused their father to rend his garments by selling Yosef. And Yosef, who caused his brothers to rend their garments by framing Binyamin, was punished when his descendant Yeshua rent his garments to mourn Bnei Yisrael's defeat. The Medrash says that Menashe, Yosef's son, who Yosef sent to bring the brothers back and find the goblet, was also punished, as his tribe was torn into two sections, each setting on a different side of the river, when the Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. The question is obvious. Why was Menashe punished for carrying out his father's command? Yosef ordered Menashe to run after his brothers, accuse them of theft, and bring them back. He was bound by the obligation of Kibbut Av. Why was he deserving of punishment? And perhaps we could say because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metatek and metzadik and melchot asayro, our God is very strict when judging the righteous. Menashe was held accountable for the tinge of vengeance he felt as he spoke to his uncles. When he accused them of theft, he apparently felt to a slight degree that he was avenging the brothers' mistreatment of Yosef. He spoke to them words his father instructed him to speak, but there was an element of revenge, and due to his lofty spiritual stature, he was punished. The two vital educational issues that we learn from Parshas Miketz, which is always read during Chanukah, the days of Chinuch, is to speak with Lashon Raka when giving criticism or rebuke, and to ensure to punish only to the extent that is necessary without any desire for revenge. If we follow this approach in dealing with our children and students, the Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem will likewise deal with us with Lashon Raka, gently, kindly, and lovingly. A guten Shabbos to all, Freilich Chanukah, and a guten Chodesh.